Now a takeout on sports, and joining us is Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. And, you know, we've talked about the NFL already this morning, but this is prime time for baseball. The big pennant race that Celeste and I have already discussed and that we've actually discussed earlier in this week is the Twins versus the Detroit Tigers. The Detroit Tigers are two up on the Twins for the American League Central Division, and today is a big day. What happens today?
Well, today they play two games because yesterday's game got rained out. So if you're a Tigers fan and you're getting ready to watch your team, you get to watch them at 12 noon and at 7 p.m. And it features a great pitching duels and great pitching matchups. So it's going to be a really interesting day. If the Tigers can win three games out of the four games that they have to play against the Twins this week, then they will clinch
their
division. And that would be the first time since something like 1986 that they would have clinched the division. They've made the playoffs. They've been in the playoffs. But this will be clinching the division. On the other side, Minnesota has been playing great baseball. They've won 11 of their last 13 games.
They're hot right now.
Exactly. So they're one of the best teams right now in terms of momentum. So this is the playoffs right now for the Twins and the Tigers.
And who are the standouts? And I guess we're going to see Verlander pitching probably in this series at some point. But not today, right?
No, Verlander's pitching actually this evening.
He's in the second game.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
And they also have the Minnesota's got a guy named Rick Porcello, a young pitcher. He's a rookie. So there's a lot of interesting games. And then, of course, with the Detroit Tigers, I love Curtis Granderson. He's one of my favorite players in the league right now. He's a clutch hitter. So, and Miguel Cabrera on the Tigers as well. But then also you got Joe Maurer. And he is, for the Twins, he's one of the people that could, you know, he's vying for MVP title as well.
So Detroit could end its NFL losing streak and clinch the AL Central Division
in the
same week. Whoa.
And so that's actually a big point. Last night also another clinch happened in the AL West, the Los Angeles Angels, Anaheim. They won their division. And what they did, and just remember this, they had a player that died earlier in the season, a young pitcher named Nick Adenhart. And at the end of their game, they went out to the end of the field where his picture was, and they all kissed the picture of him on the field. So there was definitely a big moment for that team and for that stadium and for those fans as well.
And this is the second year in a row clinching the division for the Anaheim Angels, if I'm not mistaken.
It's the third year.
They've
won it in the last five out of six games.
So they are someone to be reckoned with.
Can I just take a moment and say that when I was growing up, the Anaheim Angels were such a weak team that I used to get two tickets to Angels games every time I got on the honor roll.
But those were the days of Rod Carew, right? Out at the Angels, yeah?
So the last thing I want to talk about is the NL side. The Atlanta Braves, literally a couple weeks ago, they were nowhere in the picture. No one was talking about the Atlanta Braves. Well, if you're an Atlanta fan, your team has played amazing baseball behind a young pitcher named Jer Jurens, who's been literally lights out. His ERA is .85 in the last four games. He's been 4-0. And if the way you get into the playoffs and the way you play good baseball is with starting pitching. Right now, he's one of the hottest starting pitchers in baseball, and they are two games out of the wild card.
Of the wild card in the National League.
Correct.
After the Rockies, right?
Correct.
Colorado Rockies.
And they have a weak schedule. They play Florida and three games with the Washington Nationals. So I'm calling the Atlanta Braves to win.
Maybe the Braves are rallying because Bobby Cox, the coach for the last 30 years, says he's going to retire next year.
That might actually
Could be
something there. Maybe he's getting them whipped up into shape. That's true.
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, watching the baseball playoffs, a playoff race.
Indeed. Good morning.
Thanks.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.